if you were someone brand new asking, I would answer that question for them. But this is why this isn't for you, man. Because all your surface dwelling ass does is you sit around. I talk about this shit so many times, and I've seen you in the room. I tell you to take notes. Why do you think I tell your fucking asses to take notes? And then you want to ask me an asinine question. I'm not going to answer you. I'll answer anybody else, but I will not answer you. How do you start a conversation with a woman in order to bounce back with her responses? Well, but okay, Mike J. Mike, give me an example. Just give me a conversation with a woman, okay? Give me a response a woman has said. Call into the show. Let me know. I got you. But the only way I can get you is you have got to be honest with me and tell me what you said. What did you say? What did she respond back? I mean, you're asking me a great question, but I need you to give me a little more information on your question or your situation, sir, so I can better help you and anybody else that has the same problem. Because there's a lot of guys. You're not the only guy that has the problem. There are other guys that have this problem. But what I'm saying is if you could give me a little more information, like what did you say and then what did she say? Or you could say, well, what would you do if a woman says this? Okay? That's if you're serious. But if you're not serious, please don't ask me no questions. I'll ban a motherfucker quick because you're wasting. I want to take time to help you. But if you can't give me the answers that I'm asking, I will kick you the fuck out of here. So please make sure that you actually ask questions that you're serious about, because I don't like wasting time. And I don't like wasting time with women. And I damn sure don't like wasting time with people who are fucking around. So I would appreciate if you answer the question. I'm going to give you a few minutes, because if you can't answer the question, you might as well get the fuck out of the room, because I'm going to kick your ass out of the room. I don't play that. I'm serious. We are here to learn how to be men. And if you're man enough to ask a question, you're man enough to respond to the question. So, hey, Red, mark that shit at 7:28 or 8:28 your time. Let me know at 7:30. If he has not answered me, it's okay. There you go, brother. That's what I'm talking about, Mike. Never mind, Red. Disregard last transmission, because Mike is going to call in. I'm proud of you, Mike. Get on the mic, Mike, and let's talk, man. Because I got you, man. I got you. Great question. Mike, is this you, sir?
Hey, Unc, how's it going?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn this up. I'm sorry. Mike, you hear me, my brother?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, Mike, talk to me. So, okay, walk me through it. What did you say to her? And wait, turn down your background. Turn your background, please, real quick, please. All right, turn down. Okay, good. Okay. So, Mike, what did you say to her, and what was her response? Talk to me.
It's more like a thing. I really don't have too much game. You know, I'm on day and night and stuff
Mike,
like
Mike,
that.
Mike. All right, let's slow it. Let's back up. Let's start over again. Mike, if I ask you what 2 + 2 is, just tell me 4. You don't need to tell me about Miss Crabtree, about how you waited in line and gave her an apple. I just need the answer so we can move on, okay? So what is it that you're saying to the woman, or that woman, or one woman, and then she hit you with a reply that kind of threw you off of what you're saying? That's all I'm asking. So go ahead, sir. What did you say to one woman? Give me an example.
I mean, I would just say something simple like, hey, or
okay, hey, are you in elementary school?
No.
Are you in junior high school?
No.
Are you in high school? Do you understand women want more mature men to talk to them in a mature way? Kids say, hey, you're too old to walk up to a woman and say, hey, because what if she isn't a hey kind of woman? You've already lost. So why would you say, hey, okay, have you been taught how to speak to people? Like when you go to your job or you're in an interview, do you say, hey, to the people that are interviewing you?
No.
Then why would you say that to a woman?
That's facts.
Well, I'm not trying to do a fact. Okay, don't answer. I'm not trying to go over your head with that shit. Okay, so you would say hey to her, then what would you say to her that to get the response? What would you say then?
I would probably say something about what's going on around me or something like that.
Okay, and what would be her response back? What would be her response back?
She would probably respond back with, you know, oh, yeah, that's going on, I know, right? But what my problem is, you know, continuing on the flow of the conversation. Well,
but let's ask the question. Where are you trying to take the conversation? Where are you trying to take it?
Towards sex.
Okay. What is it about you where that you're so smooth that you can take a woman who doesn't know you, doesn't trust you, where she's just going to want to fuck you? Tell me, what is so special about you?
Honestly, I've just been relying on my looks.
Okay, I guess your looks ain't really fucking helping you out, huh?
It got me a lot of options, and it got me a lot of women, but it doesn't get me all the ones that I want, especially on dating apps.
I didn't ask you about your looks. I'm telling you, what's so special about you that a woman who doesn't know you and doesn't trust you will automatically want to take her clothes off and sleep with you?
I'm Nigerian. I've been in the military.
Okay, Nigerian is what you do. That's what I do. It's not who you are. That's not special. Okay, so what? You're from Nigeria. Who gives a fuck? I could be from Mars. So fucking what? It doesn't matter. It's outside things. Outside, that's strike two. You talk about your looks. You're talking about where you're coming from. Strike one, strike two. Go ahead, keep going. What else is special about you?
I was in the military.
So what? Okay, honestly, I was a chef. So what? Okay, we're even. So nope, strike three. So what else? Question. You being a chef, you being in the military, you being from Nigeria, and you having looks, can that text a woman? Can that talk to a woman? Can that turn a woman on? Can you shift a woman's mindset by that shit, by the way you communicate with her? Can those three things help you do that? Then why the fuck are you talking about those things then? Those things don't matter. So I'm asking you again, let's go. Can we go a little, let's go to a place you rarely go to. Let's go below the surface. What is it about you that a woman who doesn't trust you will want to sleep with someone like you? Below the surface.
What do you mean by below the surface?
Below the surface, not external? Inside your motherfucking thinking, big dog. How you think? What do you have to offer a woman that can connect with her on an emotional and sexual level mentally? But you can just say, I don't know. I don't know, because you know you don't have it. So just say, I don't know.
Right. I never thought about it. I don't know.
Well, but see, you never thought about it because you don't have game. And in order to understand game, you got to look. I just talked about it, 407-714, I got you. I just talked to y'all about it a few minutes ago. Stop looking outside of yourself for internal answers. Stop trying to make it about your looks, your status, and where you're from and what you're doing to think that that's going to turn a woman on. Do you think you're the only person from Nigeria? Do you think you're the only person that's in the army? Do you think you're the only good motherfucking looking person in the world? No, you're not. So guess what? You just crossed all that shit out. Now, internally, what you don't have is where you're losing, sir. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Because you're not working on yourself or even communicating with yourself. Because what you're doing is you're trying to coast on things. What does you being in Nigeria have to do with the fact that you ain't got a mouthpiece? What does Nigeria got to do with the fact that you can't turn a woman on a one-on-one basis by just mere words? How is that supposed to help you?
So how do I look internally or able to solve those?
By becoming a student of the game. How long you been listening to me for?
I honestly just found out about you today.
All right. Welcome here. I welcome with open arms. What is the thing I said? What's the first thing I said in the beginning of the show? What did I tell you to do in the beginning of the show?
I just tuned in like 5 minutes ago.
All right, so you're fine. All right, hey, you'll be in class. You'll be on class on time, okay? Be on class on time.
When
you
do you
get
stream?
Your fucking, you, when I what? Welcome, sorry, what was you about to say?
When do you stream?
Okay. Here's a weird thing. If you want to know when I stream, what do you think you should be doing?
Looking it up.
And doing what? It's not hard to do because I know you have a little common sense because common sense ain't common. So what do you think you're supposed to do to get the notification of when I'm going live? What do you think you're supposed to do?
Oh, I'm definitely subscribed.
But if you're subscribed, then you should have got the notification, and then you know I'm on.
Yeah, I subscribed like 5-10 minutes ago.
You're late. Okay, it's okay. Okay, so get your puzzle pieces and get some coaching, man. We got to talk. I'm gonna give you praise because you did call in and ask the question, but your problem is that you don't have a set of individuals. I'll give you a key example. I'm going to ask you, do you have these people? And just say yes or no. Don't ask who they are. Just say yes or no. I know you're going to say no, but I'm just trying to give you show you how deep this is. But before I ask that, let me ask you this question. How many Red Pill shows did you used to watch before you got to me? And listen, there's no wrong answer here. How many Red Pill shows did you watch before you came here? I'm sorry?
Them all.
Okay, you watched them all. So with that being said, you have a piece of paper with you?
I could get one.
Yeah, go get a piece of paper. Take your time. I mean, we're just doing a show here. So go get a piece of paper. It's okay. Yeah, yeah.
I got
take
it.
Your time. You got one? Now, at the bottom of the paper, because I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow as well, just draw a circle at the bottom of the paper. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you said that you talked to damn near all of them. So let's just say, why don't we just round it off? We know there's more. Why don't we put 20 lines above that circle? Just put 20 lines above that circle. Just real quick, just 20 lines. Just one, just draw 20 lines above the circle. Okay, you got 20. Good. That was pretty fucking fast. Now, how many times have you spoke the language of pills, hypergamy? High value. You used to talk like that. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Put an extra 10. Even though there's more, let's put 10. Now.
Okay.
What I'm going to show you in that, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow as well, I just want you to see how much it's going to take for you to get to your core. All those lines represent levels and layers that you have covered up over your core to follow a bunch of motherfuckers that don't know what the fuck they talking about. So, and it's not that we can get you there. We can get you there, but you need to see it. See, when you're honest with yourself, which I appreciate your honesty, and I did kind of cut some corners because we know there are thousands of those guys, but I don't want to say thousands. I don't want to really depress you. Let's just say we're at 30 lines right now. But that, think about, we've got to get through all those layers of bullshit and false beliefs to get to your core, because everyone you follow, you actually believe. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
I'm 28.
All right, you're a grown-ass man. Let's talk about it. So why did you think that bullshit was real? What made you think that it was real?
Well, just being out in the world and
being out in the world, and what is being out in the world got to do with the bullshit that they're telling you? Explain it to me. I'm just serious. What did that mean? What do you mean by that?
As far as women wanting to go out on dates and.
That's a true. Some women do want to go out on dates. What does that have to do with you, though? No, I'm asking. I mean, you're 28 years old. You can comprehend shit. So I'm just trying to show you that how naive and gullible you used to be. So I'm asking you a simple question. What do the fact that women want to go on dates have to do with you? And there's no wrong answer here. But you did go over there because of, what does that have to do with you?
I mean, at the time, I wanted some pussy. So,
I know you. Right. You're the thirst, and you worship women. Right. But over there, don't they hate women? Remember, they tell you to hate women and don't jerk off because of women. Be a high value. Everything they talk about is women, but you're not getting any women by listening to that stupid shit. So what does the date thing have to do with them, though? That's what I'm asking you. Because they want to go on dates. Well, what does that have to do with you?
Well, I take that back. As far as, like, manipulation, as far as, like, let's say dating is a part of one, like going out to eat and stuff like that.
No.
But also,
No. It's a lie. Wait, let me correct that. That's a lie. No. Dating has nothing to do with feeding a motherfucker. You've just feeding her because you don't know how to talk to her, and you're just using food as an in-between. There's no rule that states you got to feed a woman. That's a lie. But that's what they probably told you in the cult. So I understand why you believe that. But keep going, sir.
Yes, and as far as, like, them wasting your time, you know.
Wasting your time. Wait, one thing at a time. You saying she's wasting your time, what do you mean by that? How is she wasting your time?
As far as, you know, not wanting to, pretty much talking to you without having any type of interest in.
Okay, talk to you about what? Okay, hold on. Let's use you as an example. You're on a date with a woman. What are you talking about?
I mean, we pretty much talking about each other.
No. What are you talking? No, because I'm trying to open your eyes to the shit that you're following because you're too grown to miss this shit. So how is she wasting your time when you don't even know how to have a simple conversation with a woman? How is she wasting your time when you don't even know what to even talk about, except interviewer, of course? So how is she wasting your time? Well, no, I know it's true, but I'm not trying to be truthful or right. I'm just trying to get you to see things that you're too old to not miss. So how is she wasting your time? I don't understand. Wait, because she doesn't want to go over your house and fuck you? Do you mean that waste of time?
Yes.
Well, what book says that a woman has to go over your house and fuck you the first night when she doesn't even know you and she doesn't even trust you? So what makes you think she's going to go over you? Oh, porn. Oh, wait. Because you think porn is life, and you think that because you're feeding a woman and you're talking to a woman, she automatically has to fuck you, right?
Not necessarily have to fuck me, but if she was attracted to me in the first place,
So every woman that's attracted to you has to spread their legs to show attraction? There's this weird fucking thing. It's called morals. There's another weird thing on top of morals. The next door neighbor to morals, it's called judgment. Oh, and the next door neighbor to that one is called belief system, meaning that the woman has her own thought of what she feels is feeling safe enough to sleep with. So why are you lumping all these women in one category? Oh, because they talk to you in generality, right? They make everything general. Am I correct? Over there in the cult? I know. I'm not trying to be right. I'm just trying to get you to open your motherfucking eyes. But what else do they tell you that's so bad about women?
Well, that's pretty much the, you know, long and short of it. That,
but is it her fault? But wait, is it her fault, though, or is it your fault that you ain't got no motherfucking mouthpiece?
It is my fault.
Right. But how can then, and we only took about a few minutes for you to recognize that, but how could you follow all that bullshit? I'm just curious because I got to get to another call, but how did you, what made you follow all that bullshit, brother? What was the thing?
Just searching for answers.
But wait, what answer are you searching for? What was the answer you're searching? What was the answer you're searching for?
How to get as many options and sleep with as many women as possible.
Okay, okay, and listen, okay, I'm fine with you. And listen, I'm glad that you want to sleep with women. I think that's great. That's great, but it stops right there. Why would a woman want to sleep with a guy who is not sensual? He's not romantic. He's not smooth. He's not sexual. He's not nasty, kinky, dirty, freaky, or naughty. He doesn't even know what to do with a woman if she came over to his place. Why would she want to just strip down when there are millions of you out there, okay? Millions of you out there. Why would she want to be with you when she can be with another sucker just like you? But is that her fault?
No.
No. But I know there's a little fear, because if you listen to them, you fear that they, because of their hypergamous nature or something like that, that she can leave you, move away or something. Isn't that part of your training over there?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. So educate us ignorant-ass people who are men over here. What is it like? Oh, wait. So you got to worry that she's going to leave you?
Well, I'm not necessarily worried that she's leaving me, but I just don't want to waste my time with her if she's not interested in me to begin with.
Well, okay, but wait. Let's look at this for a second. Was she not walking and minding her business? Yes or no? Was she not minding her business?
Yes.
Okay. And you interrupted her, right? You came into her world, right?
Honestly, I wait until the woman approaches me or we make some type of eye contact.
Oh, so you're the choosing signal guy. So show me a zebra that chooses the lion to jump in its mouth. Have you ever seen that in the Discovery Channel? Because I can always go back to nature. Have you ever seen a zebra, a deer, or any kind of motherfucker in the Serengeti says, you know what, I'm going to choose that lion over there. Open your mouth, Mr. Lion. I'm going to dive right in. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
So why would you wait on a choosing signal when that is bullshit? But, what if the choosing signal you're getting is her saying that you're the sucker and I'm going to run game on your weak ass because you're flaunting your money and your status and all that other stuff? What if you being chosen for your money and not who you are? Can you be mad at that person if that's all you're flaunting to that person?
No.
But yet most of you guys are mad because you feel that she's just using you for your money, but you're being told to flash your money. Am I correct?
Me personally, I don't flash money.
No, but what do you flash? Okay, you don't flash money, my brother, but you flash weakness. You flash an individual that doesn't have game, that's riding on you from Nigeria, you've been in the army, and you're a decent-looking guy. She can meet you right around the corner. So what makes you special, man? Does that make any sense, my brother? You're here now. I got you. But no, listen. The problem is that you don't have a sense of self. I'll ask you real quick, do you know about these people? Just say yes or no, because I got to grab these other calls, but I do appreciate the time. But it's important for me for you to see. You're, okay, my thing is what saddens my little cake ass, my black heart, what saddens me is that you're a grown goddamn man and cannot even see what's in front of you to be either real or fake by thinking that those motherfuckers had your best interest. Look at what you're at right now. You're 28 years old right now. And when did you start listening? How many years ago did you start listening to them? 5 years? 10 years ago? How many years ago?
About two, really. I find myself having more problems with women as I get older than when I was younger.
Is it the woman the problem or you're the problem? Who's the problem?
It's definitely me after you explained it.
Yeah. Well, real quick, let me explain it to you. All right, well, you gotta go get your puzzle pieces. But okay,
How do I get a puzzle piece?
How you get them? You go to Walmart, Target, or fucking a dollar store and just get a 100-piece puzzle set.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, you just go out. You go outside and find a toy store or something or Hobby Lobby or Michael's or something, and they got puzzle pieces. Just get 100 pieces. Dump the puzzle on the table, rip the box up, and keep moving forward. Now, real quick, let me ask you this question. Just say I don't have him, okay? I'm going to ask you, do you have him? If you don't have him, just say I don't have him, okay? And I will show you why you're having problems. Do you have – tell me about your scribe.
I don't have him.
Okay, thank you. Tell me about your marketing team.
I don't have him.
Okay, wait. While we're doing this together, I want the guys live who are watching who don't have these things as well. We get together and do it together. All right, tell me about your detective.
I don't have him.
Tell me
if
about
I don't
your,
know what these things mean.
I know you don't have them. Just say you don't have them. Again, when you as you listen to me, you will learn more about them. I know you don't have them. And even if I told you about them, you still don't have them. So let's just keep going. But I'm just trying to show you how much game you're going to have to learn in order to know yourself, okay? I'm just showing you this. So this is a game. Tell me about your studio.
I don't have it.
Tell me about your film room.
Don't have it.
Tell me about your guide.
Don't have it.
Tell me, I would describe. Tell me about your mental gym.
I don't have it.
Tell me about your culinary school.
Don't have him.
Tell me about your Senate.
Don't have him.
Tell me about your warrior.
Don't have him.
Oh, your warrior. Yeah, your warrior. I'm sorry, guys. Warrior. I'm about my mistake. Warrior. Way too bad. Tell me about your amusement park.
Don't have him.
Tell me about your drug lab.
Don't have him.
Tell me about your cocaine lab.
I don't have
them. Yeah, don't have it, right. Okay. So just stick around, man. You got a long way to go. But what you'll learn over here is I'm going to show you how to rediscover those things back in you so you can be your own single-minded man, okay? These are not gimmicks. These are all these people are in your head. They're all in your head that's supposed to be working for you right now, but you have not only friend-zoned them, you have shunned those motherfuckers out of your life. So we'll talk more about that but as we go into the shows and stuff. But listen, if you got a question, just ask, okay, my brother?
I appreciate it.
Hey, but good job. Hey, man, I'm not trying to be hard on you. I got you, man. We're going to fix you. We'll get you right, okay?
Hey, I'd rather you be hard on me than play it easy and not allow me to grow.
Yeah, see that, Mike? Mike, I know I'm a fucks with you, Mike. I got you, big dog. Ask away your questions and call in, okay? And I got you, brother, okay? But just hang in there. We're going to be talking, okay, my brother?
Appreciate it.
I appreciate you even more, Mike. I do. I really do, man. I don't mean to be hard. I do appreciate you. 407, I got you. Then 714, our in-house druggie. 407, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, Dean, it's Damien, or Visitor. I like Visitor more. But
what's up, Visitor?
So I was at the park today, and I was sound checking it. And I came up with 13 moves, but I got stuck on the swings. And I need your help to give me a move to pull on the swing.
What do you mean a move to pull on the swing?
Like how I could use the swing to make the moment intimate and more memorable.
All right, you're pushing her on the swing, right? You're at leg spread your ass cheeks, and you're pushing her on
the swing. Well, I like to call it leg that ass is mine.
You're in leg that ass is mine, okay. So, for all you guys out there, he has created his own leg. For a lot of y'all guys to understand, I call it Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. He calls it, what is your lake called?
Well, it's called Leapy. Well, Leapy Moore Park, but I called it Leapy, That Ass Is Mine.
Oh, Leapy, That Ass Is Mine. Okay, so you're at Leapy, That Ass Is Mine, and you're pushing her on the swing, right?
Well, I don't know if she could be on the swing or she, like, that's why I got stumped. I was like, can I use this shit?
Well, you push her on the swing, you talk to her, but eventually, if you're shifting it between being smooth and being real suave on this shit, when you push her and that shit swings the other way, you get in front of her or get beside it, because I don't want you to get kicked by and shit, and get in front of the swing, get between her legs, and lean in for the kiss.
Yeah, but see, I already got the kiss move on another move.
All right, but remember, the kiss move is one of million moves that you've got to learn.
Uh-huh.
See, don't just go, man, I'm going to learn what, man.
Not like a peck. Like, I want it to be something where she's going to be into it.
Remember, I keep telling you, you have got to create all your moves and stack them in your library. So I'm asking you, if you right now, let's go to your scribe. Go to your scribe.
Uh-huh.
If you're thinking about pushing a woman right now, what are you scribing? Walk me through. What are you telling your scribe?
Well, now I call my scribe 4 because...
Well, I don't even fuck what his name is. What are you telling him?
Well, I tell number 4 that, listen, I had these swings right here. I wanna do something that's going to make her feel...
You got to go beyond. Scribe. Write this down. Scribe this. When I am pushing her on the swing, this is what I'm going to do. Scribe it. Tell me or tell your scribe or your fucking 4, what are you going to do when you're pushing her on a swing? What are you going to do?
Four, I want you to write this down. When she sits on a swing, I want to push her, but like lightly, but not too fucking hard. She's just fucking rolling over like Sonic. I want to push her a couple of times while I'm talking to her using the conversation class. And then I want to, you were going to say something?
No, I'm listening. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Then I want to, say some, sweet things that can make her laugh.
What sweet things? Scribe. I'm saying in my mind that what I love so much about the park late at night, what I used to do. It was so great when I would sit a woman on the swing and push her this way, because I know eventually that I'm going to stop that swing, go in for the kiss. But no, I'm going to stop the swing, get between her legs, look at her in her eyes, give her a smile, take my right hand and go to the side of her left ear. Now, this is me scribing, give you a piece of game right here. Take my right hand and start. Grab the swing first, because you got to stop the swing. Get between her legs. And as you are between her legs, what I am doing with my right hand working on her left side, scribe, is I'm taking my right hand. The first thing I'm going to do is look at her. And then I'm going to smile and she's going to smile. And as I'm doing it, before I lean in, the first thing that's going to lean in is my hand. I'm going to take my hand, take this edge of my thumb, scribe. Because remember, I'm showing you how to do this. This is how you should be doing this. This is how you should be writing this.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the side of my thumb, and what I'm going to do, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start here in this little area. Now, take your thumb, Carl, if you're watching me live, take your thumb right here where her temple is. Start my thumb on her temple, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a curve around. Again, remember the C shape around the ear with left side of her ear. And as I do that, now when I take my right hand, because she's going to be left side, so it's kind of like this. And I'm showing you, you're going to be doing it like this, not a cross, but like this. So when you take your hand and slide it around her ear, as I'm doing that, I'm going to slide in and lean in with the motion. As the thumb goes around the ear and it is swinging around the ear, I'm going to lean forward. And as I lean forward, what I'm going to do with my right hand, I don't even know if I have it. I think I got the lower part of her fucking leg, so I really can't show y'all. But let me see if I can do this shit. Because remember her leg. Okay, shit. I don't have her because her legs are not up. But what I would do with my other hand, okay? What I would do with my left hand as I'm leaning in, I'm only going to ride the side of her hip, her side of her hip from her hip to her knee, okay? Now, this is left hand to right hip and knee. Remember, first move, stop, swing. Second move, take right hand. Go around the edge of her ear as I'm leaning in. While I'm leaning in with my left hand, I am going to work the hip to the knee. Not above the knee, not below the knee, but beside the knee. And I'm going to take my hand from knee to hip because her knees are going to be on your side. And I'm going to take my hand and slide my fingers. I'm gonna not go this way like you're chopping, you know, like a chop. You're going to do a reverse. You're going in reverse. Think about a reverse chop. But you're going to take the tips of your fingers and you're going to rub the side from the side of her knee. Now, I want you to do that because most women aren't being touched there. As you're leaning in, you've got your hand and you're going to rub. Remember, right hand around ear, leaning in. Left hand start from knee all the way to hip as you're going in for the kiss. That's how deep it's got to be.
Yeah, I see it, man. I see it. The way I was thinking about it, that, you know, how I'm painting the picture, I'm thinking like how you said with the puzzles. I have the outside border, but I need to connect all the individual pieces to create the full picture. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But what I'm saying, I'm adding questions. But no, what I'm saying is, guys, ask questions. If y'all got questions, add those questions back in because I'm probably missing some of these. But what I'm saying to you is that's how you scribe it. That's all you're doing is scribing it. And then after you scribe it, you take that to your marketing team and let them know why this is important to move, because I want to take this shit to my Senate to make it a fucking law, a non-negotiable. But this is just another move that I can do that the average motherfucker ain't even thinking about. They're not even thinking about the ear or the side of the leg. They have never even comprehended what I just said to them. Not even one thought of how do I actually learn how to kiss. But now you got it, okay?
Yeah, I might have to clip our phone call because he.
Yeah, go back and listen to it. Hey, dog, that, you know what that move is? That's a seventh grade move. Some great move. No, what? I'm serious.
You're lying to me.
The reason I'm not lying to you because I used to meet girls late at night at the bar. I'm telling you.
You know something?
What?
You know, because I wanted to pull this the park date at almost between the time that sunset and like nighttime. So I kind of wanted to control the whole environment and the scenery. Like I wanted
it. You don't want to do it in front of people because she's going to shy away.
Wait, look.
What I just showed you was a seventh grade move. But what if I put that in my studio to up to Annie? And here's the Annie. I'm going to give you a real quick Annie. Okay, I already told you. Stop, swing, get between legs, get the ear, lean in, go from knee to hip. Then you go and do a kissing 101 move, and then you slide in her ear, and then you tell her how sexy she is, how great she smells, and how good her body feels in your hand. And then what you do is then you take, hey, when you're in her ear, okay, let's say your right side, left ear. So when you're in her ear, what I want you to do when you tell her how sexy she is and how good she looks and how great she feels in your hand, I want you to take your left hand. Remember, right side and left ear. So left hand grabbing right hand that's holding the swing right now. I want you to take your hand. I want you to slide it up, grab her hand, and then you turn around and lead her towards your car. And as you're saying, now listen, remember, we already did the steps. As you're leaning in for the kiss, you slide into her ear. You let her know how sexy she tastes, how nice she smells, and how good her body feels in your arms. And then by the time your hand reaches her right hand on the swing, you're going to say, let's get out of here. Grab her hand, turn, and lead her towards said car or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So I just added, I just took a seventh grade move and added more game to it through the studio. That's how it works. The move was done. The move was already created in the seventh grade. But what I'm saying now is that I always take that move and add on tracks. That's all I did. I added something in her ear. I added another touch. And I told her what I wanted to do while grabbing her hand and leading her where I want to go. And the average motherfucker don't even know that shit.
That's dope, man. That's some dope-ass shit.
Well, that's game. But see, when you have game, that's what you do, man. That's how you do it.
It's exciting, man. I see what you're saying, like how it's exciting when you know this shit.
Right. And, Russ, let me explain why you go to the park. See, sometimes when you meet women at the club at nighttime or something like that, they're just not ready to go in your car, or sometimes they're just not ready to come over your house or her place. So remember, I would always say, we always want to put them in a safe area, a safe place. Online, Messenger, WhatsApp. Face-to-face, there's nothing like Lake Bridger ass cheeks, your own Lake Bridger ass cheeks, where you could take it to an area where she feels comfortable in, that because, look, they used to do this shit when they were young, man. That's something. Listen, it's not that they never did it before. A lot of women who snuck out of the goddamn house would meet up at the park and then move on. So, you see what I'm saying? So it's not that they won't do it. It's just that you want to give them a safe spot where they can learn more trust, because they really don't trust you yet. And again, some of them might even not have to go to the park, but if you can get into the park and start talking yak to them and really start to build the trust when there's no trust, then you'll have to make that move. And they know why you're going to the park. They know why. We ain't going to the park just to fucking hang out and talk. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I want everybody to make sure that y'all lock that in, okay? But I gotta grab some other calls and shit, brother. But you got that, right?
Thank you, man.
But I'm just showing you, this is why you strive. And this is why you create. And this is why you put it in your library. And then when you want to pull it out, you can add extra. The layers are endless that you can add. The layers are endless. Because even that, let me add track four. Grab her hand, say, let's go. And as we're walking to the car, I say, oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Turn around, take my right hand, put it around her waist. From right hip all the way around the bottom of her waist. I want to show you this move. I don't want to hit the waist. I want to hit the rib cage, the rib, like from her pit, her arm, underneath her, that bottom of her armpit. Bottom of the armpit all the way to her side hip, from the bottom of her armpit to her side hip, right? Now, this is another added move. Instead of just going to the waist and bring her in, why not reach around and get the side here where you can take, as you're bringing her in, you can drag her in by taking your fingers. See, feel that right there. Just take your hand. All you guys out there, lift your left hand up. I know it sounds crazy, but I want y'all to see how this shit feels with clothes on, because the clothes are going to be on. The clothes are going to be on. So please understand how this shit works, because I'm a bad motherfucker. But just lift your left hand up. Take your fingertips. Put it right below the armpit from the side all the way going down. And take your fingers and just drag them down and feel that. Feel that motion. Just feel that with your fingertips as you press upon it. You'll feel it, and then bring her in. Hey, look, and by the time your fingers hit the hip, you're already in for the kiss. She ain't ready for that shit. Because even if you got a left hand and go this way, right, you still got the right hand that can go. Hey, guys, all right, let me show you the reach around. Now, guys, I want you guys to take your fingers right here and start right here. Back your hands. Your fingers like that. Oh, sorry, shit. Damn, I'm dropping shit. Fingers of the hand right here. And then start right this part right here, guys, the jawbone. Don't even I'm just showing you the non-sexual parts motherfuckers don't touch. That's why it's going to be different. So if you got the right hand, left side doing that, and on the right side, as you're bringing her in and let go of her hand, you can reach around and start her jaw with your fingertips and just rub. Just, hey, look, you got to do it away because that's how you're going to be doing it. So because you're the angle that you are, I'm wrong. You're coming towards the chin. Well, I want you to do, guys, take your fingers. Just follow me. I'm just showing y'all. Take your fingers and put it right here and put a draw a line at. Feel that right there? Feel that little tingling right there? These are non-sexual places that the average motherfucker ain't even thinking about as you're going in for the kiss. So you're already stacked. And I'm just showing you how you're stacking it. That it's endless. I'm just showing you the move. Dude, I can't wait for the sex membership because the moves are endless. I'm just giving you some crumbs of moves. And even these crumbs are important because no one's ever told you this shit before. There's not one YouTuber out there breaking down game like this. None. All right, 4-7. So I just
thank you.
I just laced you with some more game, man. So go ahead and do that. I gotta grab these. Other calls and shit. I've got over the road. Yeah, go ahead and do that. I got you covered, man. I'll throw you back in, man. 4-7. Then I gotta get back to the show and answer some of these other questions. All right, 714. What's up, man? What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but my seventh grade move was rubbing their clits and inserting my finger in their vagina. So, but you got to start somewhere. Anyway, Steve, I want to make a note here. You know what I notice when I go out, especially to fast food places? When I run across the surface dwellers, or I call them soy boys, what happens is I notice a lot of them forget talking to women or trying to pick up women. A lot of these guys, Steve, can't even talk to other men or other guys. And I realize if they can't talk to another guy, how are they ever going to talk to a woman? What's your input on that, Steve?
No. Okay. Where you're fucking up?
All right.
This is called the man mindset. This is not talk to your butt buddy mindset. I don't need to talk to other motherfuckers. I need to talk to myself. I don't need to talk to guys. I must do everything I can to communicate to myself.
Well, I thought that was a given. Steve.
Again, I got a kindergarten this shit. No. Because I don't want them to think I got to talk to guys. No, fuck that. I need them to start communicating to themselves. That's all I need them to do. Communicate with themselves. Fuck. Only time you remember I talked about last night. Only time you talk to the guy is when you buy him a beer at the bar to go and take the motherfucking women that they protected. That's the only time you talk to him. Or the only time Hold on. There's only one more time you talk to a guy. Only time you talk to a guy is if you keep seeing him at the same restaurant or you see him at the same grocery store because you know he's got other women that you could be fucking. So you're establishing a relationship with him to find out what he's getting into Friday and Saturday night, whether it be a party, a bar mitzvah, a picnic, because we're hitting the springtime and these motherfucking women about to go buck wild crazy. So we need them to lead us to the pussy and we'll do everything else behind that. Okay.
Oh, Steve, I have one more. Well, then how come, maybe you can address this before you throw me back in. Sure. How come, after I get off the phone with you and listen to the show, I'm going to drive over to McDonald's. I like to get coached over there. Every time I drive through there, I go to the same one or different ones. It's like whenever I see, 90% of the surface dwellers I meet, they literally can't even communicate with me. But your chicks seem to be the
It's not about the why. I don't give a fuck if they can't communicate. You train everybody on how to treat you. If one cannot communicate with you, you just train him. Talk to him.
I try to.
And if you can't do it, move the fuck on. Fuck them. Stop giving a fuck about the motherfucking be a conqueror. Be Darkseid. Be Thanos. Be General Zod. They don't give a fuck about people. Stop worrying about these motherfuckers, man. Okay?
So what you're saying is if they don't fucking care about their own pathetic asses, why should we care about them? Am I right?
It's not my problem. All right, there used to be a song. Hold on. Let me see if I can show you that you old as shit. There was a song by, here you go. All right, so There is a black singer by the name of Oscar Brown, okay? And he had a song called The Long Ranger, okay? Now, Oscar Brown's song came out in 1974. So I don't know if you should have been around that time, but let me read you the lyrics, okay?
So he's around the time of Marvin Gaye, kind of?
Yeah. Let me just read you the lyrics. The Long Ranger and Tonto were riding down the Navajo Trail when a band of Indians found them, proceeded to surround them, and the Long Ranger turned pale. Tonto, our lives are in danger, and we've got to get away if we can. Tonto looked at the Long Ranger and said, "What you mean we, white man? What you mean me?" Right. What you mean? Hey, you be in trouble, but it don't involve me. You see what I'm saying? All right. What you mean me, buddy? You don't want in trouble.
You know what? I'm gonna make a beat and turn that into a fucking rap song. My man. What do you think of that? I love it.
Hey, the Long Ranger.
I'm gonna be a white man singing that. Look at the irony.
Ranger,
it's great, isn't it?
Verse 2. The Long Ranger said, "Tonto, why talk about the shade of my hide? After all we've been through, it would make me mighty blue if you don't remain by my side." Well, steal away, said the Long Ranger. Grab an engine by the hand. And Tonto said, "Turn me loose, stranger. What you mean me, white man? You in a heap of big trouble, but it don't involve me." You see what I'm saying? You are the one that's talking about you. What you mean me? Why are you bringing me in this shit? This shit don't involve me, because I'm on my other shit. You see what I'm saying?
That's why it's perfect, Steve. And it'd be perfect for a white guy like me to say that, wouldn't it? Look at the irony. Wow. I'm putting down the fucking white man, and I'm white, so nobody can say anything to me, right?
Oh man, let me get back to my show, man. All right, man, keep puffing away, motherfucker. I'm just saying that. Everybody in trouble. It don't involve me. It's none of my business. If I help you, I got you covered. But if you in trouble and you crying to me and you ain't got no game and you don't want to learn, what you mean me? Why are you trying to involve me? I'm not the one in trouble. You're the motherfucker one in trouble. All right, let me answer some of these questions. Oh, hey, guys, real quick, like I love to do for you guys out there, even though we're talking and you're calling and you know what, we are connecting on things that you never heard before, because I know a lot of you guys have never. Hey, wait, hold on. Let me bring up real quick. Let me bring this call in real quick. And wait, Damn it, Steven, what the fuck did I put that? Oh shit. Hold on, let me see something. Hold on, give me a second, guys. Hold on. Shit. Here we go. I'm sorry. Shit. Let me open my studio. I think I shut my studio down. Let me open my studio back. I'm sorry. Hey, 817, you there? Hey, Nigeria. My dog from Nigeria. You there, big dog?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. They don't talk about the shit I just talked about, do they? Huh?
Not at all,
huh? Think about that shit you could have learned right there. See that shit? That's game. You see that?
Yeah, I'm soaking it all up.
Soak that shit up. I love you, dog. I'm throwing you back in. I love you. But listen, Nigeria, I want you to do the same thing. Watch the live feed. All my guys watching the live feed. One thing I love to do that nobody does on YouTube is I like to take a moment for all you guys out here. Okay. This is your time to take a quick break to talk to ourselves, because I want y'all to constantly do that. So I want you guys to go into the dojo in your mind. I want you guys to go there and I want you to read this creed. Until you come up with your own creed, okay? This is something that I love to do so you guys out there can start the right communication with yourself by how you talk to yourself, by saying things like, "I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn." I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women, and I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention, earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow. Okay, guys, all right, now we're back, guys. It's the Man Mindset, it's the motherfucking Dean in the house. Class is in session. I got some messages to take and everything like that, so let's get it.
What up, yo? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Yes, sir. What's up? Shout out to all my dogs out there. I got number love for my Man Mindset dogs. Shout out to each and every one of you. Much love, much respect, much admiration. I hope y'all guys are doing good. Guys, please ask your questions. I got you. Please call in. We're here to chop it up. I'm here to give you game. I'm here to show you there's a new way of thinking, and that thinking is raining. Is learning your own language. Yes, guys, I swear to you, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to learn my language. I do not want you to be like me. I don't want you to act like me. I don't want you to talk like me. But you could say, well, Steve, if that's the case, then why are you teaching us how to put your bid in with women? Because putting your bid in is not the game, gentlemen. It's just you finally being one with yourself, one thought, one mind, one way with yourself. So shout out to all my chat room motherfucking dogs in there. All my dogs stand the fuck up, okay? Hey, Mike J, you say this creed written somewhere. No, Mike. Hey, Mike, it'll be in my book. All right, but you can go back to a few minutes ago at 1:27 or something. I don't guess the timestamp. But you can go back and watch it. But the creed will be the first thing you read in the book. When my book comes out, that's the first thing that is going to be in there is the creed, gentlemen. It's going to be the creed. But thank you. Hey, guys, I want to say to all you guys out there, thank you very much for your support. I appreciate the likes. I got you covered. My job here is to make sure that we give you guys a shout out. And that's what we want to do. Let me see if I still got it. I don't even know if I got it. It's been a long time. Yeah, I forgot what it is. Let me go. Can we do a quick shout out? Can we do something, give y'all a shout out or something? Can we give y'all some love or some shit? Let's take a moment. Let me give a shout out to the chat room dogs. It's been a minute since I said hi to y'all motherfuckers. I ain't trying to be mean to y'all. Let me see if I can conjure up something here. That we can, let me see if I can do something to shout you out, because I don't have my shout out thing. But let me see if I can shout you out. Let's see here. Let me see here. I'm just trying to find a track. Let me see if I can find something. Let's see if I can find something real quick just to break the monotony of everything and see if I can hit y'all with something. Fuck, let me see if I can find something. See if your boy can find something. Shit, let's just use this shit. I'll give y'all a shout out to my motherfucking chat room dogs watching the show right now. Go ahead and show me where y'all repping, okay? Hold on. Wait, let's stop this real quick. All I want y'all motherfuckers to do is write the city or state that you in, and that's all I want you to do, okay? That's what we're going to do, okay? Just give me your area code where you at, okay? Give me your area code. Just where you at? Where you repping right now, motherfuckers? All my chat room dogs out there, where you repping? And go ahead and post it, and we going to shout all you motherfuckers out before we get back to the game, okay? Okay. Here we go, here we go. We gotta wait for the beat to go. Lying low in darkness, so it's time to creep. Early morning hours, everybody else asleep. Me and Red are rolling with some Alizé. Uptown, downtown, rolling on a Sunday. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. Motherfucking dog in this chat room. Tell me, motherfuckers, oh, I don't know. Keep the second. Just tell me where the fuck are you repping so we can give my dogs a shout out. Here we go. We got the DM. Oh, wait. Hold on, dog. We're going to shout you out. Let me get this thing right. It's been a while, guys. Give a shout out to the 301, the DMV in Maryland. L.A. Governor Blood in London. Got to give a shout out. Shout out to Casablanca. We got motherfucking Charlotte, North Carolina. We got William in the Philippines up in this bitch. We got Erica 312. We got a motherfucker from England, El Jolly, El Blowy, England. Motherfucking Vern is repping Florida. We got the Chicago up in the house. Leto 408 is in this motherfucker. We got Michigan up in this motherfucker. We got two motherfuckers from Michigan. Shout out to my Michigan dogs. Shout out to my Miami dogs. Shout out to my dogs in the 408. Shout out to the motherfucking 402, the 405. Shout out to all you motherfuckers. Shout out to Compton in the 313. Shout out to the 828. Inglewood is in this motherfucker. Shout out to the 773. Shout out to the 246. Shout out to Tampa. And shout out to the 562 up in this motherfucker. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to 718. Shout out to 857. Stay rep your shit because I appreciate all my dogs up in here. Shout out to my dogs in London. Hello, London, governor. Shout out to Milwaukee. Shout out to motherfucking Augusta. What's good with you? Virginia up in this motherfucker. Philly up in this motherfucker. San Francisco. Long Beach straight out of South Africa. That's it, man. All right, man. I just wanted to give y'all some love real quick, man. I appreciate all you guys. I'm the dean. Class is in session, man. I appreciate all you guys out there. Let's chop it up. Get back to the show. But, yeah, y'all want to call in. Y'all got the number here. The number is 563-999-3056. We want to give y'all game. We want to relax you. I don't want you stressed. The game is not stressful. The game is fun. The game is exciting. The game, the thrill of the hunt, and to be able to get what you want, how you want to get it, is that's how we doing it, man. That's what I'm saying for you guys. I appreciate, got nothing but love for you guys. So let's go ahead and chop it up, guys. If you want to call in, the lines are open. Let's go ahead and bring in 917 before we answer some of the questions. 917, my brother, how can I help you, man? What's up? 917 going once. 917 going twice. All right, 917, call back later, man, when you can. You got to start listening to the show. Call back when you can. All right, let's go into some of the questions that we have right here. And let's go to some of these questions that we have. We're chopping up game. I only saw four, so if you got a question, just put a Q, and we got you covered. He says, true to game, I feel like there's so much to learn and grow about the game. Why do I never feel satisfied? Because there's no satisfaction. You're never, listen, the day you're satisfied is the day you die. The day you're satisfied is the day you lose. Never camp out and never be happy on what you have become. Always push forward. There's so many times I don't want you guys to stay where you at. Always push forward in the game. Go beyond the edge. Okay, gentlemen, go beyond the edge. All right. How do I place value on myself? How do I worship myself? By placing value on yourself and worshiping yourself. See, the value comes from what you know and what you can do. Okay, that's where it comes from. When you learn what you do by building these components, by building your scribe, building your marketing team so they can sell you the proper way. Build your film department so when you take a video with a woman, that is the right lighting. Build a camera department so when you're taking a photo or a selfie, it looks good. You know, you've got to keep building yourself, okay? Mr. Hunter, CH says, I find myself interviewing women all the time instead of having fun. How do I change my mindset and make things fun? By talking to her. Okay, always remember, this conversation class one, my guys. And this is what I've been showing a lot of guys how I don't think I've got it. I got it somewhere. I don't know where I put it at. But what I'm saying to you guys, I want you to be able to learn how to talk to move her where you want to go, okay? Where you want to go. That's what I want you to go. Hold on a second. I'm just curious. All right. So what I'm saying to you guys out there, ask the question. Let me see if I think 917 popped back in. Oh, no, he didn't. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys out here, I'm saying that what's important here is that you guys begin to cultivate your mindset to be able. Let's see here, Tyler, what we got here. Let me get Rob real quick. And Tyler, I'm sure you got me a video to watch or some shit. Steve, which group do you say is the best go-go band? Well, see, I used to love Rare Essence and EU and shit, or Chuck Brown and the Soul Search. I'm kind of old, man, so I love the old classics, like when shit was coming down. So I'm kind of old right now. I don't know the new go-go bands, but I love the Chuck Brown, EU, and Rare Essence. I love them back in the day when I used to go to D.C. and wear my black Mickey Mouse shirts or my Coca-Cola shirts and shit. Tyler, let me get to you. Got 3 minutes voice recording the message. All right, Tyler, let's see what you got here. Guys, what you're about to hear, guys, is one of my students. I always keep wanting to show you guys about game. And when you have game, what your life is like when you are that motherfucking man. Let me grab Tyler. Let me show you this before we play the video. Okay, this is a chick right here. We can't show her face. But let's look at what she's saying. Santa Rosa, I'm in New York City now. Won't be back in direction for a few months. Your profile intrigued me because I'm seeking divine masculine. That's what we're talking about. All right, let's go into the audio clip. All right, guys, take a moment, listen to Tyler real quick. Guys, get your questions together. I'm here to answer all your questions that you have. There are no dumb questions, but Tyler, this is kind of long, so we will break it up, okay? Mike J. Hold on real quick. Mike. Come here for a second. Let me talk to you. Mike, don't ask the how. Just do it. See, again, Mike, there used to be this TV show. Well, it used to be a movie. One came out in the 80s, and one came out in the 2000s called The Karate Kid. And old Daniel's son wanted to learn karate. But his mind and his perception of karate was totally fucking off. So when Mr. Miyagi or Jackie Chan's character, Pat Morita or Jackie Chan, whatever Miyagi you're talking about, told him to wash them fucking cars and dry them. But how you wash them, you put the wax on and then you dry them with wax off. And I want you to do that with all them motherfucking cars and get back to me when you're done. And they both were salty, like, the fuck am I, why am I got to wash these cars? And them motherfuckers went right back to those two men and questioned them. Why am I here washing cars? I want to learn karate, because in your surface dwelling mind, you think karate are kicks and punches. But what Mr. Miyagi or Pat Morita or Jackie Chan was showing young Daniel's son, or Will Smith's younger son, or son, was he was showing them how to block by working your hands, by learning things that you do not know. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. There are things you don't know. There are things you don't know. Then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. So instead of questioning or asking why don't you just do it? And maybe, just maybe, if you do it where you work on the borders first and start working on your puzzle, you will start to see things that I shouldn't be telling you about. You'll start to see them, and then you will start to understand game through that. It's just a starting point, okay? It's just a starting point, okay? But the game is deep. It's not about the bitches. I keep telling y'all, we're not talking about the women. I'm only trying to help you guys out, okay? Trying to help you guys out, so go beyond that. Let me go to Tyler real quick, guys. This is my dog, student Tyler. Now, Mike, I want you to pay attention to how the game is when you learn game from a motherfucker like me. All right, Tyler, we might play a little bit now, a little bit later, but let's not play it all, but let's go ahead and play this. Here we go.
Hi, Deborah. This is Tyler.
Hi, Deborah. I am leaving right now.
Yeah?
Tyler, and it says it's 69 miles
You gonna like that?
That I will do with you and for you.
Mm. Oh yeah, what are you gonna do with me and for me?
I'm gonna get naked with you.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna take my clothes off of me.
Yeah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. I know, Mike. Hey, they don't teach you this kind of game on that side of the street. They so busy telling you women are so different. Women are so mean, and women are not dirty. Man, it's so hard to get women nowadays. This is an actual commentary. I love this shit. We'll keep playing. But, guys, when you have game, she's driving 69 motherfucking miles for that day.
You're going to kiss me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I like your kisses.
What have you been wanting to do?
With you?
No.
I'm going to get you really, really, really...
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. I was like, wait, I'm going to get you. Okay.
I like your kisses.
What have you been wanting to do?
With you?
No.
I'm going to get you really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And, you're going to fuck me tonight. I want to be... I like making love to you. I love that.
Yeah, why is that?
It's the
You're
life.
Just very calming to me. You hold me. I like that.
It's gay.
I like you holding me. And I like just laying in your arm. But then there's a part of you that is kind of like, where I'm like, who are you? Where you hold me by the neck and you push my head down and you're very firm with me. And a little bit of that, it took me a bit. Like, I was scared at first, to be honest. I was like, who is this guy? I didn't know what you were doing to me. But I trust you now.
Oh, let's stop right there. We'll get to that half. But gentlemen, this is why I keep trying to tell you, learn from me. Tyler wasn't this motherfucker y'all hear right now. Tyler became a student of the game. Tyler got the products. Tyler got the coaching. I had to punch Tyler many times in his chest. But look at the results you get when you follow a motherfucker that has game that can teach you game, okay? That's what we're saying, man. We're gonna get back to that in 1 second, Tyler, but I got to keep – let me check the phone lines. But Tyler, we definitely going to get back to that audio, but I got to talk to my dogs real quick. Guys, if you have a question, go ahead and ask. We will play the Tyler clip in a second. We'll get back to the Tyler clip, but I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, but we want to chop it up. We want to talk to y'all. We'll get back to the Tyler clip in its entirety because it's 3 minutes long, but we're going to play it all. Tyler, I'm proud of you. We will play that, but I want to talk to my dogs real quick. And everybody out there, and get y'all to understand. What if you can just write the thought down first? Gentlemen, think what I'm saying. What if you can just write the thought down first? And then believe in the thought that you write down, and just know that when the moment arrives, when that thought arrives at that moment, whatever that moment I lead that woman to, if the thought's right here and I lead that woman to that thought, that once we hit that thought, I'm ready to move to the next thought. That's how game works. Okay. J98, hold on, let me ask this question. You know, I love answering questions to my dogs out here. Anton, hey, what's good with you, brother? Let's see, what is the best way to start create? Well, okay. Jay, okay. The way one must start it is starting it with your scribe and to really say to yourself, okay, this is important, okay? This is important. Before you start anything for you, Jay, and I'm going to guide you with this, Jay. The first thing that you have got to do, what you have to do, Jay, is you must get to your detective. And the reason why I say this, Jay, you're a detective, is because you have got to make sure that if you decide on creating your world and your language and all the things that I'm trying to get you to do, you must make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Because too many of us are doing things for pussy. Too many of those things are doing things for women. And we unfortunately, you push yourself back. And if you're doing what you are doing for a woman or to get pussy, I'm telling all my dogs right now, because I got love for y'all, that you're failing. Game is not about the oneness with a woman. Game is about a oneness you have with yourself, because the love, devotion, and dedication that you have for yourself, that you are doing yourself a dishonor by not cultivating and growing who you are. So it is important that you create something. It cannot be for pussy. It cannot be for women. It cannot be, well, I'm not good with women, so I need to do this to get women. You are failing. I'm telling you, it ain't going to work. It will not work. I'm saying to you, you have got to build you, because you love, you adore, you are fucking obsessed with who you are. And you want to build who you are to be greater than who you are today. And no matter what happens, rain, sleet, or snow, it doesn't matter if she's yellow, black, blue, green, or orange. It doesn't matter if she's 18, 24, 33, 40. It doesn't matter how old she is. It doesn't matter what her race is. It doesn't matter what her religion is. It doesn't matter if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, Jamaica, the East Coast, West Coast, and from fucking British Columbia, Ireland, Scotland, fucking Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. All that doesn't matter. What matters is the oneness that you have for yourself. And if you are doing this for anybody else but you, it is not going to work. I'm just letting you know now, because I don't want you guys to say, well, Steve, I'm following what you're doing, but I ain't getting no pussy. See, you got it all wrong. So just remember what I'm showing you. Okay, that's how you would start it. Okay, I just wanted to say that would be the process. The process is the oneness that you have to have with yourself. Okay, that's very important in this game. It's truly important. Guys, y'all want to call in? Lines are open. We got you covered. You got a question, please go ahead and ask. Here to answer questions for you. But I'm here to also help you guys out. It is so important for me to make sure that you gentlemen write things down. Write things down, okay? Well, I have not seen that. I usually watch it Saturday in the morning time because I really don't sleep. But after the show is over, I got to watch that and Force with Tommy. So I'm kind of behind on it. So I wish ask me that either tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday. Just ask me and I'll be happy to give you game. But always just listen, always remember, if you think about Paul Giamatti's character, that's the voice in your head always trying to stop you. He is always going to be your greatest enemy because he doesn't want you to connect everything and have a oneness with yourself. So what he's going to do is he's going to try to affect you in any way he possibly can. Okay, so we'll get into that. And shout out to the 130 likes. Hey, guys, I appreciate you all. Got love for you guys. I thank you all for liking the show. I'm glad that you do appreciate the show enough to like it. Like is pretty much free, but I do actually appreciate that. Guys, call in with your questions, but let me continue what I'm saying before we listen to a Tyler and stuff. See, what I'm saying is this. Well, no, and Richie, see, Richie, here's the thing. I never want to shame you from fucking. It's that when your mind is set on pussy, your mind is not set on you. When your mind is set on the woman, your mind is, you begin to train your mind to move away from me. Remember I told you, y'all are spaced out with all these thoughts. Because there's no more love, there's no more trust, there's no more security, loyalty, your mind, when you're making it about something else versus culturing and nurturing, giving sunlight and water to these parts of your mind that are there to be at your beck and call, but your beck and call is looking at something outside of yourself. They will not work with you. They will discontinue trust, and you will lose. Because, listen, see, the weirdest thing about getting pussy, as I told you guys before, man, I used to think it was about women, too, when I was 9 and 10 years old. I used to think it was about women when I was a little lad. But when my mentor gave me the mirror and put me in the room, and I slid the mirror under the closet, and he sat in the room with this badass chick and was just all in her ear, and she was taking her clothes off and playing with herself. I finally connected it that, what the fuck did you do? Well, I didn't even know what the fuck he said. Well, it's not about what I did, motherfucker. It's about what I said to her. Because I was connecting with her on the level that the average motherfucker will never connect to her on. And when one can connect with a woman on a level of a one, then what happens is the person being connected to him will begin to follow that person and will want to be with that person, will fantasize about that person, will masturbate to that person, will buy things for that person. Buy them dinners, buy them drinks, fix dinner, buy them shoes, buy them clothes, buy them watches, buy them jewelry, buy them colognes, because he is the anomaly. He's standing out amongst all these motherfucking men. He stands out alone to be his own man. But that old man, which she can't understand, is, why isn't he worshiping me in my pussy like everybody else? Why isn't he kissing my ass like everybody else? Why isn't he thirsty for me like everybody else? Why isn't he doing what everybody else is doing? Why isn't he taking me out to dinner? Why isn't he trying to woo me? Why isn't he trying to pay a bill? Why isn't he trying to be my chauffeur? Why isn't that motherfucker trying to fix something in my house? Why is that motherfucker putting up my Christmas lights or my Halloween lights? Why is he trying to fix things? Why is he trying to be a shoulder to cry on? Why is he not asking me interviewing questions? Why is he not trying to kiss my ass? Why is he not trying to bend over backwards to prove his worth? I gotta know why. I don't like him, but he's renting space in my head. I gotta know why. Why is a motherfucker that is chubby, that is short, that is old, that is ugly, that has a broken car, that lives with his mother, that's in his basement, they ain't got no motherfucking job, they ain't got no nice-ass crib, why the fuck is he in my head? Why is he occupying so much space in my mind to a point it's driving me crazy? I've got to find out more. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. See, when you see the key to this that goes poof, over your head. Let me check the phone lines real quick before we get to a Tyler one. We'll get to the rest of Tyler. Let me just check the lines. Lines are open. What happens, it's not about the man that's trying to fuck. It's about the man that's fucking her when they begin to interact with each other. The fucking starts when you first meet if you know what you're doing and know how to fuck. You say it again. The fucking starts. Let me back up. Not the fucking, but slowly taking off her clothes, slowly undressing her, and then slowly bending her ass over on a mental level before you even penetrate. Because if you can't penetrate this pussy, you ain't gonna penetrate that pussy. And if you penetrate that pussy before you get this pussy, then she's going to make you into a pussy before you even get that pussy. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. You ain't going to get no pussy when you make it about pussy. Because then you are saying that I am a woman's option. And as motherfucking men that fuck with me, we ain't options over here, man. We motherfucking opportunity. I'm giving you the opportunity to fuck with me, and I'm going to have you do things to yourself and think about yourself that you can't even imagine. I even took the swing. I know that if I get a hold of that pussy, and I ain't talking about getting a hold of it in the physical. I'm talking about just being in your ear and telling you how I'm going to move from point one to point two slowly with my hands as I slowly guide from underneath your calf with the tips of my fingers and drag them and start spelling the words on your body the way I want your body to react with my right hand. As my left hand is working your ankle, your calves, and your, that's what the fuck I'm talking about even before you fuck. You're fucking her or you're not. Here comes with the man that knows who the fuck he is and why he is and what he has to offer. I don't have to dangle what the fuck I am. If you listen to Tyler, this is our life. If you're listening to Tyler, I'm about to play some Tyler. This is our life. And that's not just one woman. That's every fucking woman we fuck with. They want to see us. They want to touch us. They want to taste us. They want us to penetrate them. And they can't wait to feel it. They can't wait to connect this to your fat ass body, your short body, your ugly looks, your fucking not have a nice car ass. Because it's going to be the best sex she's ever had because she's connected on a mental and an emotional way. That's what I'm saying. It's not just painting the picture. You must guide her to showing her why she should fuck you. I keep telling you, I'm not here to show you how to fuck. That's beneath me. I'm here to show you how to get women to want to fuck you. And if you, again, this is Tyler's the perfect fucking example, my student, of what it's like when women want to fuck you, Tyler. Let me press. Oh, shit, Tyler, I kind of went far. Let me press play. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go.
I like you holding me, and I like just laying in your arms. But then there's a part of you that is kind of like,
I'll get past that shit. Let me get past that.
Me.
Right.
No. No.
You trust me, then, don't you?
I do. I woke up with you the next morning and in your arms, and everything was good.
Mm-hmm. You know that everything's always okay with me, right?
I've learned that, yes.
It's all right there. So, guys, if everything's okay and she's learned that, you know what that says? I get to be the nastiest motherfucker I want to be. And you're not going to judge me.
I didn't understand that.
Shut up, bitch. I'm not talking to you. Oh, wait. That's my phone. Sorry. I'm sorry. What she's saying is that I can be freaky, nasty, naughty, and dirty. I can share my deepest sexual fantasies and thoughts with you because I know when I share it with you, you're not going to make me feel stupid. You're not going to make me feel bad. And I'm sure you're going to, and she doesn't even know it's going to be enhanced. But this is how cold it is. Let's keep going.
Because you're a different person than I've ever been with before.
Let's stop right there. You know why he's a different person than she's ever been with before? Because from the first moment Tyler got her ass, it was the profile that we created to break it down and draw her in. To reinforce the thing is how he was talking to her. Conversation one, Conversation Class 2, Dirty Talk, Flirt the Fuck, Texas 2K. He mashed all that shit together and blew her mind. Then hit her from land, sea, and air and showed her that being with me, not fucking me yet, is its own adventure. But then when you get over my crib, oh, my God, the roller coaster rides are going to be amazing. To then when she's saying what you see right here. Here we go.
How's that? How am I different than other people?
Listen.
That's a good question. You know what you want.
And guess what Tyler wants? Tyler.
Mm-hmm. And I get it, don't I?
I hope you do.
Yeah, I do.
I think I'm a good partner for you. I try to be.
See, I think I'm good. See, y'all cake service dwellers, y'all always trying to be the perfect partner to her and being good to her. But you see what happens when they roll food at your fucking feet? When you see when they look at your throne and they kiss your fucking ring because they're excited to be with you? Let's keep going.
Well, I'm excited to come see you.
Whose pussy is it, baby?
It's yours.
Gee, 1 + 1 = 2. Who pussy? He didn't even get to put the he didn't even get to put the question mark on the question. By the time he said this or this, she said it's your pussy. This is why I keep telling y'all guys. We own that shit when we own ourselves, man. You don't have to run by. See, y'all are always saying you got to run behind these women to get the pussy. You don't have to run behind them. He just asked who's pussy. Your pussy. He didn't get a chance to put the question mark on. And who's pussy? Your pussy. It's all yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Let's keep going. Listen. Here we go. Oh, shit. Here we go. Hey, did I press the button right? Hold on. I got to wait. Let me see.
You're a different person than I've ever been with before.
How's that? How am I different than other people?
I'm just going to love you.
You? I try to be. Well, I'm excited to come see you. Mm.
Whose pussy is it, baby?
It's yours.
Oh, wait. Mm. Oh, wait. Mm. Guys, is that, oh my God, listen to the words. Listen to what she said. Let's go back and listen to that shit.
And I can be
proud
of you.
Listen.
Well, I'm excited to come see you.
Listen.
Mm. Whose pussy is it, baby?
It's yours. And I can be loud.
Yeah.
Let you know how much I love you.
It's already in love. Hold on, wait. All you people out there that's afraid of falling in love, don't fuck with us. If you don't want to be in love, don't fuck with us. Don't leave us alone. Because love is already in the cards because you're already falling in love with us and you don't even realize you're falling in love. They will love us. I'm telling y'all, they will love you, man.
I enjoy you, Tyler. All right. Do you want me to stop and get you food?
Oh, you wait. Hold on, y'all. Hey, all y'all red pill style women don't do nothing. Did Tyler ask for food? Did Tyler say, hey, why don't you go here and buy me something? Y'all don't understand when you have game. They're going to want to take care of you. What can I get you? I'll be right back. Hey, go ahead and rest. I'll get in the car. I'll go to the hotel. I'll leave the hotel, and I'll go pick us something to eat, okay? And what do you want to eat? TB, I got you one second. Let me finish this up. Last bit. 17 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, let me know what you want, and I will.
Okay. If I think of anything else, I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah.
You like doing those things for me, don't you?
I do.
Yes, you do. He said to not know. Now, Tyler, one thing. Hey, Tyler, there's only one correction, Tyler. One correction, okay? One correction. Everything was good. There's only one thing I want you to do, Tyler. There's only one. There's only one thing. You did fucking great, but we always can do better. This is why I teach. This is why you're my student. This is why I'm proud of you, Tyler. What I wanted you to do is when you asked for her to go get you something to eat, there's also something else I want you to get. Why don't you give me a dessert or something that I can eat off of you? Okay, Tyler, you did great. I'm just showing you game. But no, Tyler, I'm giving you A's on this one. A++. What I'm showing you is game. Because remember, Tyler, we can always take it to the next level. So remember, because look, think about this. If you're going to buy me something, right, which she's going to do and buy you what it is you want, then you, one, must return, serve, and keep reinforcing why she should get what she wants to get. So what I'm saying is then when she says, can I get you something to eat? You said, yes. You like me to buy you something? She said, yes. And that's cool. But now we take it to the next level, Tyler. By the way, make sure you buy something so I can eat it off you when I have you laying on your sexy ass with your eyes closed. Don't make it too hot. Don't make it too cold. I want you to make it just right for your body because I don't want you to shiver and I don't want you to burn up. But what I want to do is I want to burn you up by how I'm going to use it. I promise you, I will not use a fork. I will not use a spoon. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to use my lips and take my time and clean my fucking plate. Make sure you buy something for me that I can eat off of you. Something while I'm eating off of you. See, I'm just rolling poetry. This is poetry. This is how game and poetry works. I'm just doing kind of both things right now as I'm talking to you live on the air. As I'm eating these things on you and you right in your mind, I'm taking you to worlds and places because you don't know what I'm going to do next. And after I take my tongue and graze your nipple, I can feel a shiver in yourself. But don't worry, I got you covered because what I'm going to do is slide up and I'm going to make that shiver go away by letting you know how good you taste by going back down and taking my time and licking you from head to toe, making sure I clean my motherfucking plate. As I'm showing you how, that's why I tell you to do poetry and spit yak. That's how it works. But I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I'm old. I go off the top of my head, man. I just spit fire. But as I am eating that pussy or as I'm eating off of your body, this is what I want you to do. Well, Tyler, we can take it to another level. I'm sorry, guys. It's just how my mind works. Tyler, what I would have done then, I would have told her, where you at right now? How many miles away are you from me? You what, 40 miles away, 50 miles, or 30 miles away? I appreciate what you got me, but let me tell you what I'm going to do with you. And what I want you to do while you're driving is I want you to take your hand, I want you to rub that pussy while I'm talking to you on the phone. Because I want you to come for me on the phone because you'll be coming for me when we're together. So do you want me to continue the story of how I'm going to eat off of your body while you're sitting there playing with that pussy? Or excuse me, while you're playing with my pussy? Do you want to play? Are you relaxed right now? Are you biting your lip right now? Are you rubbing them pretty titties? What are you doing right now? Talk to me so I can guide you on what I want you to do. Because I want you to also go ahead and keep your focus on the road, but also focus on my lips. Also focus on my voice. Now, gentlemen, this is something that you can also do when she's playing with her pussy late at night. So I'm just showing y'all guys game. I'm sorry, guys. I'm old. Sometimes my mind, guys, it just, I scribe this shit so much in the thoughts. 313, I'll bring you 1 second. It's just so much, dog. Let me go. Erico 313, how can I help you, sir? What's your question?
What's the deal? My question is, you feel me, how you slide on a girl on Instagram, you feel me? Like,
What do you mean? How do you put your bid in with a woman on Instagram or a dating app or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, like, that's
okay.
My, like,
I got you. It's two easy things. It's look and something she posted. You know, again, your looks got my curiosity. Hey, what's up? How you doing? My name is Steve. I just want to take a moment. You know what? Your looks got my curiosity. But after reading your post on Instagram of something that she said, that kind of got my attention. And I said to myself, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. And that's why I'm here right now talking to you, because you know what? I want to see what's behind that smile. That's it, brother. I mean, it's just, it's not hard, Doug. I'm making it seem easy, but I'm saying it's not actually hard. But what you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Clear, concise, transparent. But it can't be about fucking. Because if you make it about sex, it's about to fail. I said what's behind that smile. I said what's behind those eyes. I ain't saying nothing about fucking. Because guess what? I'm starting the process of fucking her here by not even trying to fuck her, which is fucking her over, because what do you think the expectation is? Hey, girl, what's up? Can I send you a picture? Hey, girl, what's up? Let's go back to my place and fuck, right? I'm saying that, look, your looks caught my curiosity. What you said got my attention, but I'm the kind of man that needs more than that. And you know what? I want to know what's behind that smile. You know, that's why I'm over here talking to you. That's it. I'm not talking to you because I want to fuck you. Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to get you to fuck me, but I'm just putting in my bed and let you know that I'm trying to get at you. That's it. But she ain't used to that shit. You know what she used to? Hi, like, emoji, heart, and all that other silly shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, young man?
Yeah. I feel what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
other than that, you feel me?
Yeah, no, it's not about feeling you. I feel me. Fuck that. I'm saying that. I make it all about me, dog. Fuck that shit. I'm saying that when you learn your bid, you're going to be able to be the same way to every woman online or offline. Because you're going to be clear, concise, transparent, and straight up with these women. You ain't going to beat around the bush. You're not going to bullshit. You're going to keep it all the way a buck with them, okay?
All right, bet.
I respect, man. I throw you back. Oh, you got another question? I'm sorry. Which other question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got one more question.
What's up, brother?
So say you chilling, right, and you want a girl to come over, and you know you're on that type of time with her. Like, how you put that, though? Like, you be like,
oh, wait, okay,
I'm trying to.
Okay, so we ain't Netflixing and chill. We ain't going Netflix and chill. You have a million ways.
So would you just be straight up, just be like,
Listen. Listen. Women used to always know there was a rule about me, okay? There was one simple rule about me. If you want to come over to my place, and because I will let them know early, because they always ask me, like, who you have over there now? I say, I don't have women. I have women over, but all the women know one thing. There's a rule about my house. And what's that rule? If I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. That's just the rule. Don't think you coming over here to talk to me. Don't think you coming over here to hang out with me. Don't think, because, hey, they try me sometimes. Sometimes they like, well, Steve, I'm going to come over. I'm going to come on through. You know, I'm going to come on through, right? Come on over. You know, I'm going to give it a greet and all that shit. We sit down and we chilling, all that shit. And she like, you know what? I just want to talk to you. You know what? I gracefully arch my back a little bit to make sure my shoulders are evenly edged. I will then take both my hands and I will rub out my leg and to get out the crease in my leg as I get up. And then I will walk over and grab her purse like a football. I will tuck it under my arm. I won't hold it, but I will tuck it under my arm as I walk over to her, hold my hand out, and graciously grab her hand and walk her towards the door. And as I open the door, I will hand her the purse and escort her ass out. Look. If I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. So don't come over here to hang the fuck out. I can either hang out with myself or my boys. I ain't here to hang out with you. So you know what it is. You know, hey, when I tell you I want to see you and spend some time with you, you already know what the fuck the deal is. So if you ain't fucking, just tell me, no, I'm not in the mood today. You know, okay. But here's the problem with them. They get upset. You want to know why they get upset? Because they know I'm calling the next one up. Hey, no means go, and ask the next one who will. I'm not. Hey, look, I don't. No. If they'll call you afterwards, they're like, well, no, I'm gonna come over. I don't want no other bitch. No. You already said. Listen, hey, baby, deep game. It's okay, girl. It's all right. You know, look, I know you're busy. You got things going. I'm not busy. I'm not. Baby, it's okay. Look, I'll get at you later. Click. Call the next one up. Hey, what's up, girl? Hey, how you doing? Shit, why don't you come on through? Okay, sure. All right, I see you. I see you. What, round 8? I bet. Hey, what I want you to wear? Hey, but then I'm a hot potato that shit, right? You know, 1 take, 2 take, 3 take, 4, 5, 6 take, 7 take, or my mama told me to pick this one, and you are not it. Or just put the things in the hat and pull it. Do I want you to come in a robe with nothing on underneath? Do I want you to wear something sexy and tight? What the fuck do I want you to wear? Because you just ain't coming over. I'm controlling this. I'm telling you what I want. When you come over here, hey, you know what I want you to do? Because it's not that cold out, but you know what? You bring your ass with no clothes on. Hey, just take all your clothes off, throw on the jacket, and bring that ass over here. All right? I'll see you then. That's it. That's it, dog. I'm just saying, man. The game ain't that complicated, man. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, so you good? What's up?
Yeah.
All right, man. I'll throw you back in. But, yeah, I'm just showing you how easy the game is. Let me see. I get back to my dog, Josh. I will call in. 12 minutes left to call in, guys. We're chopping it up. I'm showing y'all game, man. I'm showing y'all. Nobody talk to y'all like this, man. I'm showing y'all. All right. Let me see. Wait, Tyler, did you send me something? Let me see, Tyler. Let me see if you sent something. Hold on. Let me see something. Okay, wait. No. Okay, you sent it. Okay, I thought you said something, Tyler. Okay. So, oh, wait, TB, I'm sorry. Let me get to your question, T. Let me see. I know you asked a question. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ignore you. Let me see. And then, Brandon, I got your question lined up, Brandon. I'll get you next, sir. Don't think I'm ignoring you. You say, why does standing on your square feel so much better than getting women? I have noticed that lately. Okay, but you're saying here, why does standing on your square, man, feel much better getting women? Looks like, okay. See, what people don't understand is perception. Okay, let's look at perception. And if we look at perception, we got to look at how women perceive things. See, when a woman sees a guy kissing her ass, the perception is he has no experience in the bedroom. But as long as you are standing on your square and you're making it all about you and you're not being moved by the woman, it's more intriguing because you become a rarity. And what makes it feel good is that you don't have to dress a certain way, or you don't have to have a car, or you don't have to have a nice apartment. You don't have to have those things. I mean, if you get those things, they're good because you want them. But it is just so fucking good to know that you might not want to fuck with me. You might want to leave me alone, because if you fuck with me, I'm going to get you to do shit and get you to feel things that I don't think you're ready for this shit. And what if you know you got the – what if you – think about this. I am the cause and I'm the fucking cure. I will be the cause – and these guys to warn these women. I will be the cause of your heartache. I will be the cause of your sadness. I will be the cause – your heartache because I'm saying goodbye. Your sadness because you miss me. Your worry because I'm not calling you or messaging you. I'm going to be the cause of many things in many women. This is just game. But now I know I am the cause, but I know a text message, a phone call, or just me having my arms wrapped around you will be the cure. I will always be that. And that's why being on my square, I don't ever have to prove anything. I just need you to invite me. That's why I keep telling y'all, goddamn, that invite is so crucial. Because if I get the invite, it's over. It's already over. But now that you have her mind, one must be experienced enough to be able to handle one's mind when that mind is all over the place. That mind loves real hard and lusts real hard, and it's another step of game. It's not just being in the mind. It's how you control the mind by controlling yourself. But I know I'm the cause and I'm the cure. And I'm going to be the thing that you miss. I'm going to be the thing that you worry about. I'm going to be the thing that you fantasize about. I'm going to be the thing that you get upset about. I'm going to be the thing that makes you feel lonely. I'm the thing that's going to make you put a smile on your face. I'm going to be the thing that makes you blush and laugh and giggle even when I'm not around. I'm going to be that thing. And because I know I'm going to be that thing, I also can cure you of whatever emotion you got, because that's what men do. All right. Brandon Webb says, how do I do shit I hate doing but love it? Okay. Well, then you don't want no game. Brandon, let me tell you something. Brandon, when I, let me see, I think it was like, I don't know, 17, 18 years old. I never loved opera. Now, I started listening to classical. I never thought about going to these theaters, and my mentor was prepping me. I went to Germany, Baumholder. Y'all know what happened. I was in Baumholder with this fucking doing all that shit. So I came back. And what he was prepping me for when I was young, when I got back to the States, he started making me do. He was prepping me for this time, the moment. It's going to be a moment of what you're saying right here. Because I didn't relate to rich people. Never related to one percenters. Never related to their lifestyle and the shit that they do. I never did it. But the prep that my mentor gave me was the same prep he and my sister gave me in elementary school or junior high school when I learned about popularity. It's about learning people. Remember, learning the music. You got to learn all the music, right? All the different genres of music. Well, what I was doing, I was cutting off the theater, the classical, the opera. I was cutting off the wine galleries. I was cutting off the – because I was like, why the fuck would you go to a place – to look at art that looked like a 5-year-old just smeared around? Why would you go to something that stupid? See, I was closed-minded, and I didn't want to go, and I didn't want to do this. But see, the prep was for the gigolo lifestyle. See, I wouldn't even prep. Matter of fact, I was even prepped to take my little scrawny ass. I was scrawny then, to the art schools, and find out about nude painting, being a nude artist and shit. I was forced with my poetry to get my ass into the poetry clubs, which I was fine to do. I was fine. I can do that easily. But I didn't know what I needed to know was that I was cool with where I was at, but he wanted to push me beyond my edge by forcing me to do all the shit I didn't like to do. I had to do it. Had no choice but to do it. So I went to galleries, museums, theater, opera, fucking wine tasting places. I mean, a fucking dog shows and shit where money was. Because where money was, that before cuckolding was a thing, there's a lot of cuckolding going on in those circles. There's a lot of guys that will pay people to fuck their wives. There's a lot of guys that enjoy being a voyeurism. And there's a lot of orgies, threesomes, and things like that. There's a lot of drugs in there as well. You know, there's a lot of everything there. But in order to get me acclimated to that, I had to begin the process of going to those places. I didn't want to go to a fucking museum. I didn't want to go to an art fucking gallery. I didn't want to do those things because I didn't see what I didn't see. Remember, my mentor can see what I didn't see. So I begin, when I begin to see it, it was at that point I had to get more of it. I needed to go more to these places, because going to these places, you know, just because everybody's dressed and fed, I didn't have nice clothes. I didn't dress fancy. I dressed the best way I could dress, but it wasn't about the way I was dressing. It was the way I was talking to motherfucking women. It was the same thing where my mentor told me, oh, wait, let me check the phone lines before I tell you this. Let me check the phone lines before I tell you this. Hold on a second. Make sure the lines are good. Okay. Hold on, 817. Wait, hold on. 817, do you have a question real quick, or did you, are you just listening?
I'm just listening.
Okay, I'll throw you back in. Okay. So the next thing my mentor did and told me to do that I hated, because remember, guys, I was only making a little bit of money. I wasn't making a lot of money. I wasn't making a lot of money. So my mentor made me, when you go to a fucking club in a nice area that has bouncers and shit, you make sure you bring $60 to that motherfucker. $60. I ain't buying no women no drink. No, motherfucker. What the fuck did I say, bitch? Yeah, that's how he taught me, because he told me I had to listen. A little knucklehead right there, but he made me bring $60. He made me pay the bouncers $20. He made me give the fucking bartender $20 when I got my orange juice and pineapple drink, my little bitch drink. And he made me pay the DJ $20. Every time I went there, I would have to have $60 in my hand. I didn't want to do it, and I didn't like it, but I didn't see what I needed to see. And when I saw what I finally fucking saw by doing the shit that I didn't want to do, oh, my God, I love giving the bouncer a 20, the bartender a 20, and the DJ a 20. Because then he showed me the game of connecting. See, most of y'all guys think that when the club is over, the club is actually over. No, there's another party after that party, and it's back at their place in the middle of the hill, you know, Elysium. You know, if y'all have ever seen Elysium, I always used to call it Elysium, where all the rich people are at. There's always a party after that shit. When the strippers get off work, they hit over there as well. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of political motherfuckers there, politicians, athletes. A lot of motherfuckers be at these things, right? But in order to get in, I had to get in. And he was preparing me on the get in. Because once I became cool with them, they started giving me information to become cool with the motherfucker owner of the place. So when I started giving them money, they started letting me know that, hey, on Saturdays, he tried to be cool with us. He likes to play basketball Saturday at this spot right here. The DJ, whenever he is DJing a party, and he was the one, it was the DJ that got me to create the bachelorette parties for. But when the DJ began to tell me about how he was DJing, he's DJing parties and fuck things, who you think he let me, who you think gave me the okay to come over and get some of that pussy? The bartender, you think he's just bartending at the club? No, they hire him sometimes for orgies and threesomes and shit that goes on with rich people. They see, y'all motherfuckers understand, they hire DJs, they hire bouncers, and they hire bartenders for events that go down where there's fucking orgies and threesomes and nasty shit. And guess who got in? I got in because I was working game. See, y'all would look at it as, Steve, you wasted your money by giving that guy 20 and that guy 20 and that guy 20. But am I really wasting my money when I meet a rich ass motherfucking woman that flips my 60 into $500, $1,000, flips it into jewelry? Fuck, you don't ever accept cars. But flips it into jewelry, your rent pay. So I'm investing to get a return, brother. And the investment on your return is begin to do the shit you don't like to do. Because everybody in the place that you don't want to do is always a bad bitch in there. One, two, three, or four of them motherfuckers. And all you're doing is cutting yourself off from other women. Don't go to the place for the women. Go to the place to learn about the place, and women are going to be there. And all you got to do is shine out. Because most of them motherfuckers, well, you know, my head, yes, I've got to take a, you know, hold on, I've got to take a, you know, I'm on my yard, and, you know, I've got, you know, stock options and everything. I've got this pin that I ordered that's coming from Italy and all this, and I've got this, you know, this brass thing. Yes, yeah, oh, lovely. Oh, yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Because that's all it is, just a big circle jerk who has money. But they ain't fucking. They ain't talking to no women. Their women are just in a corner like this, just waiting for the motherfucker to get done talking. They ain't go home and sit and do nothing. But you got to get in part of that shit, man. It's game. Let's see here. For dating ads, what's up? What's up, Coach Justin? For dating ads, what's good a mile radius to meet women? Well, I look at it like this. If your radius is 30, make it 60. And the reason I say 30 for 60 is because just like with Tyler, when you hook them in with game, like I show you, what happens is if your radius is 30, then make it 60 because they will be willing to drive the 30 to meet you. They will be willing to drive that far. And I'm talking about meet you in a hotel to fuck and just go about your merry old way. So don't just make it 30. If you make it 30, radius 60. But Oak, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just told you to take the 30 to fucking 60, and just then he just popped up and said, "Steve, come on, man, come on, Steve. Oh shit, go in the library. Come on, Steve. Don't tell him that shit. Go in the library and tell him some other shit." So Oak, I gotta tell you some other shit because I just scribed it in my head, but I will share it with you. I was you, Oak. I wouldn't even make it 60. I would take, okay, all right, think of it if it's a line, okay, if there's a meter and it's like 0, 50, 100, and then like 200 miles, right? Oak, if I was you, I'd take that fucking meter and stretch it all the way to the end because don't think a woman won't fly to see you, brother. Don't think a woman will not drive to see you or ride a train to see you or jump in a fucking Uber to come see you. When women want that dick, see, when women are fascinated with you and want to be with you on such a high level, they will be willing to do just about anything to get some of that dick. They want the dick, and they will do just about anything to get it, get that dick. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is for you is that when you start to follow what I'm saying, what I'm showing you, make the meter as far as you want. A woman that's really into you, she'll come see you, brother. Or you can meet halfway. Or you can have her stay at a hotel to keep her safe. Meet up at the weekend for the hotel, be at the hotel for whatever. There's ways to do that shit, brother. So don't just make it 30. Stretch that shit out, man. Stretch that shit out. Let's see here. Let me see if there's any other questions we got here. Guys, myself and Angry Man got a show at 3 o'clock East tomorrow. So I just want to let y'all guys know. But gentlemen, this is the beautiful thing about game, okay? And Tyler, like I said, even Tyler, Oak, look what Tyler's saying. The woman on the phone is driving two hours for dick. Y'all think that these women won't drive. When the drug is that potent, they would do just about anything to get to that drug. And you know what? Like I say, if you're going somewhere, hey, yo, this is where I'm going to be. Let's set that shit up and come through. And she has every right to say, I can't make it. And if she don't want to make it, you find another fucking person that will. Never stress, never beg a woman or anything like that to see you. I don't want y'all guys doing that. I don't want any of you guys doing that. I want all you guys to operate under the mindset and under the influence that you're the shit. And when you're the shit to yourself, man, you don't have to run like y'all doing right now and sit around and kiss their asses. The thing I don't want you to do that I feel that so many of you guys are doing is that you're making all this stuff so much about the woman that you're trying to do what you think she wants you to do in order for you to get her, and that's not game. Game doesn't work that way. So I'm just saying for you guys out there, just think about what I'm saying, okay? Just think about what I'm saying. I'll take some more questions real quick before I'm sorry. Oh my God, this shit went off. I'm sorry, guys. My bad, dog. I didn't mean to turn that shit. Let me turn that shit off. My bad. That shit making all that noise. God damn, what the fuck was that shit? Oh, yes. So what I'm saying to all my dogs out there, all the dogs out there, that what we have to do, and thank you 149 likes, we got to make sure or ensure that every move that you make is really for you and how you do it, okay? 1212 asked the question, when doing your puzzle, is this person you're talking to a little like a connector of the pieces for you, like a scribe? No. Your scribe is not – scribe is you, but it's not him talking to you yet because you haven't even scribed anything for him to even bring back to you to talk about. No. The most – important thing that no one talks about. It's one of the most important things that you have to do, no matter what, at the end of the day. It's very important to actually talk to yourself. When I'm writing poetry, I say to myself, what do I want to write about? Why do I want to write this? And what am I doing to that person while I'm doing this? And is what I'm writing something that I can say to a woman in her ear, face to face, through a text message, a voice message, a video? Can I transfer this? How am I going to break that down? See, do you see what I'm saying? 1212? I don't make it about the woman. It's never about the woman. It will always be about the trust and communication that I have with myself. That's what it's all about. That's the most important thing to me, is to make sure that I get that down. And once I get that down, everything falls into place. Everything falls into place. I'll give you all an example. Like maybe around 3 or 4. Matter of fact, 1212, you can tell me. I got some business to take care of, but I'll make a video tonight around 3 or 4 in the morning, like I always do on TikTok. Just tell me what you want me to talk about. I'll talk about it for a minute. I can discuss that. I'm going to be out and about and shit. So, you know, if you want me to make a TikTok or something while I'm out and about early in the morning where y'all motherfuckers are sleeping, I'll be happy to do that. So just let me know. I got y'all. But connection. And I'm going to try to finish up that poem, that track, tonight after we get done. I'm going to try to finish that shit. I'm going to watch... Matter of fact, I probably watch Billions in Force and finish the track. I just edit that shit down. I feel like we're doing it over, but I just edit down. I pushed it. But that's all game is, guys. And that's the beautiful thing about what you're learning with me, is that the communication is never towards me. The communication will always be about how you communicate with yourself, all right? Okay? But also, this is why you guys need coaching. This is why you guys out there need to, we got to create your bid and everything. What's hard work mean? People use words the wrong way. Learning game is not hard work because you enjoy what you do. It's nothing like evolving every day. It's the worst thing that I guess I won't say the worst thing, man. Once I tasted my own drug, you know, the rule of the drug. You're gonna be tasting your own product. But when you know how cold the fuck you are, man, and know what you can do to women, it is just, I gotta get more of this. I gotta do more of this. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a fucking beautiful thing. And I just want you guys to enjoy the process that you're going through. This should be fun. It should not be a hard on you. you shouldn't get depressed on this shit. This is it's beauty. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. After the invite, what's your next four? Okay, bet. Let me take the photo of that. After your invite, what's the next four? After your invite, what's the next four? Hold on a second. After your invite, what's the next four? Let me take a photo of that. I gotta remember that because I'm old and shit. So let me go ahead and take a photo. You say okay? Let me take. Got it. All right, I got it. All right. So after your invite, what's the next four? So I'll do a TikTok on that in the morning. So I'll do that probably maybe around 3 a.m, 4 a.m. your time. I'll do it. I'll do that shit. I'll make that joint for you. I got you, man. No, dime time. I gotta respectfully decline that. Don't thank me. This is not about me. And look, listen, this is dime time. I want to say this. I do appreciate what you're saying. Dog, please understand. No, I don't want you to take what I'm saying the wrong way. I do appreciate the love, man. I appreciate all you motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I love that, okay? And what I'm saying is that I want you to appreciate you the way you appreciate me. And I appreciate that, but that's what game I'm trying to show you. But again, you know, we got to go beyond this conversation. We got to work on your bid. We got to get you right so when you see women, you're kissing. You're making out, you're dirty talk, you're eating pussy. All these things connect. Also, your crib, your wine above your bed, the lights in the lights in your shower or the easel in the lawn. I'm just trying to position you with all the parts and everything, okay? You know, that's what I'm trying to do. And if we can get you positioned, man. Jay, thank you very much, man. I appreciate that, man. Jay, the thing is that what people say game is not game. Game is not talking bad about women. Game is about, again, the reinvention of oneself, the self-discovery of oneself. That's what game is. It's never about the woman, brother. It's never about her. As much as I would love for it to be about her, it's not about her. It's about how I am to myself when I'm around her. Because I'm not never making it about her. But when we're in the bedroom, I will lay it down correctly because I'm here to serve her because I need my COVID-19 virus to spread to other women. Because women talk about shit. When guys are doing like outside of the box things, women will share your virus or market and sell you to other women. And a lot of women don't even realize that shit. I know some of the ladies watching right now say, "Well, girl, I better be quiet now." Yeah, man, when you with a bad motherfucker, y'all, you doing a selling motherfucker. So, but anyway, hey guys, listen, all my dogs out there. Hey, tomorrow I got Angry Man and I gonna kick. About what is a good coach? We're going to talk about that tomorrow for all you guys. How do you know that the person you're listening to is actually a real bona fide dating coach or man? How do you know? We're going to talk about that tomorrow round three. Okay. We're going to talk about that around three. Okay. Yeah, and I'm glad, man. Hey, I'm glad. Hey, yeah, because you are the destroyer of worlds, man. Absolutely, and I'm proud of you, man. See, I'm proud of you because you begin. Look, I'm just trying to get you to trust yourself. One thing I always say about this thing and the motherfuckers we fuck with, you don't have to believe me because, listen, I am not trying to get you to mimic me. That's not what this is for. We're not a cult. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow as well, but we're not a cult. My job is to guide you to find great things in you where the love, trust, and admiration that you have in yourself goes a long way beyond the words and thoughts that you have right now. Right now, I want you to be beyond who you are. If you are 21 and have 21-year-old thoughts, that's okay right now. But I promise you, going beyond thought, oh, you a bad motherfucker. Because your thoughts are keeping you in one area. It's sometimes your thoughts are even holding you back. Her hypergamous nature, go your own way, high value man. You're being held back by words. But what if you begin to trust yourself so much that you go beyond words and beyond thought by what? Last thing I want to say, by what? Getting out of theater number one. Getting out of theater number one. Theater, you got to get the fuck out of there. It's always going to be there, but you get out of theater number one. Poor me, we can't live in that theater. You can't. But going beyond the words outside of theater number one is actually what? Two things. It's two things. Two things that you can start doing right now outside of your puzzles. Two things. Thing number one is always realize that you buy the tickets. You get to pick the time. You get to pick the seats. But guess what? You also could pick the theater that you're going to. That's number one. And number two is simply this. Before you go to bed at the end of the night, always think about the graveyard. And always remember everybody in there. They had one thing in common, and they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You live every day like it's your last and enjoy your life instead of beating you up, instead of knocking yourself down. That's game, okay? So once you start to do that, your life is going to change dramatically. Guys, I appreciate all you motherfuckers. Y'all know how to get at my motherfucking ass. If y'all ready for coaching, you ready to grow, y'all need to get me, man. Where is it at? Let me show y'all. Wait, where the fuck is it at? Hey, let me get the banner out. Guys, you want to get at your boy, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Send me your name. Send me your number, okay? Send me your name. Send me your number. And also, gentlemen, if you're ready for coaching, let's start the process of building you. Not building me, but the only way we're going to start building you is that you've got to become a student of the game. It's up to you. Don't do it if you don't want to be a student. Just keep doing what you want to do. But everybody can't be a man. Like I've always told you, you're going to move like you want to move. Nobody's here to put a gun to your head. All I'm here to do is just to get you where you want to go. Tyler, one more thing. One more, Tyler. Hold on. Like, Tyler, you're such a dick. God damn it, Tyler. Fuck Tyler. Tyler, we're going to play that. Tyler, you just send them. Keep sending them. I'm going to play that shit Tuesday night. No. Monday night. I'll play this tomorrow night. After I do a show with my dog Angry Man, we're gonna do a show around 7 o'clock, and I got you. So we're gonna be doing, you know, I'm a back to back motherfucker. I'm like that. So Tyler, I will play your shit tomorrow night show. Tomorrow night. But I do want to say y'all got close, guys. Y'all got close. Thank you so much to the 165 of you guys, man. It helps the show, it helps the algorithm, and I truly want to say thank you very much from the bottom of my black heart. I do thank you. I do appreciate you. All I want you to do at the end of the day is learn how to appreciate yourself.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man, mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay,